USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the funeral for Tyre Nichols tomorrow. Nichols was beaten to death early this month by several Memphis police officers. That beating has renewed calls for Congress to step in and pass sweeping police reform. Actor Alec Baldwin being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deadly 2021 shooting on his film set Rust in New Mexico. Cinematographer Haldina Hutchins was shot and killed when Baldwin fired a prop gun loaded with real bullets. The person in charge of prop guns on the movie set also facing the same charges. We can now see and hear former President Donald Trump refuse to answer questions at a deposition last year.
Trump said back in August,
"Anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool."
And he did so about 400 times over 4 hours of the deposition. He also explained that he had no choice, as his family and company
had become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and even the fake news media.
The deposition is an exhibit in the state of New York's $250 million lawsuit over the Trump Organization's business practices. Trump also called New York Attorney General Letitia James out of control. I'm Richard Johnson.
According to some new reports, the FBI searched the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. in mid-November after there was an initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after President Biden's lawyers found several classified materials on November 2nd. No search warrant was involved. It's not known if any additional documents were taken. Ice, sleet, and snow in the forecast for parts of the South and Central U.S. More than 50 million people under various forms of winter weather alerts.
A lot of cold air across the middle part of the country, and it's setting up for a pretty prolonged ice storm from parts of Texas, northeastward, Arkansas, Tennessee, and parts of Kentucky.
It's National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz topacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
It's an about-face for New York Congressman George Santos. He insisted on being placed on some House committees when assignments were handed out, but now he's recusing himself from those committees, a move supported by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, I met with George Santos yesterday, and I think it was an appropriate decision that until he can clear everything up, he's off the committees right now.
Santos said he won't serve on the two House committees he was recently assigned until investigations into his campaign and personal finances are finished. Home prices cooling off across the United States. The U.S. National Home Price Index released today showed prices jumped just under 8% in November. That marks the fifth straight month of decline. 52,000 pounds of ready-to-eat sausage and charcuterie meats are being recalled over listeria concerns. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says some of the brands affected include Fredericks by Mayer, Boar's Head, Calamico, and Del Duca. So far, no confirmed reports of listeria outbreaks. The Empire State Building lit up in the green and white colors of the Philadelphia Eagles shortly after the Eagles crushed the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. But go figure, New Yorkers, especially those Giants fans, didn't like seeing the iconic New York landmark in the colors of their rival.
I was upset. I couldn't believe the symbol of New York, the symbol of America, did that.
I would be upset. I mean, if this was in Philadelphia and they put the Giants, I mean, it just wouldn't happen.
I think it was awesome that they did it. I do.
It's something that bothers everybody. You gotta let it go.
The green and white didn't last long, however. Once the Chiefs beat the Bengals, the lights changed to red and white. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.